With a number of upgrades to the system now in place or in the works, Metrolinx is slated to more than quadruple the pace of GO trains through the city. Beginning later this month, travel speeds will rise in increments, reaching 72 km per hour on December 6. Actual train speeds will continue to be dictated by operational needs, but the increased limits will allow for more efficient service and better on-time performance, explained spokesperson Ross Anderson in an email. The final speed was selected based on track and corridor geometry, and the capabilities of the infrastructure in the area to safely sustain the speeds. At the moment, GO trains are restricted to 16 km per hour through Guelph. On October 25, that will rise to 32 km per hour, followed by a jump to 48 km per hour on November 15 and finally 72 km per hour on December 6. Safety is central to everything we do at Metrolinx, and we will continue working with communities to make sure that residents are aware of the importance of only using designated crossings as well as changes to our services, said Anderson. The signals infrastructure was recently upgraded in the area to ensure that it will function safely at the increased speeds. Fencing was also installed to separate the corridor from the public and to prevent trespassing. Work to replace the Speed River Bridge, east of Guelph Central Station, began in July with a variety of weekend closures expected to last through November 7. Additional work is expected at the Norfolk and Wilson Street bridges this fall. In June, Metrolinx conducted speed tests through the city to study response times for signaling systems and crossing equipment. The tests showed it was safe to increase speeds in the area, said Anderson. There is no higher risk at this location than any other railway crossing or location across the GO network. A travel time review is planned for December, Anderson noted, which could lead to updated journey times and schedules for the next round of service changes.